be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The Jews picked up rocks to stone Jesus. Jesus answered them, "I have shown you many good works from my Father. For which of these are you trying to stone me?" The Jews answered him, "We are not stoning you for a good work, but for blasphemy. You, a man, are making yourself God." Jesus answered them, "Is it not written in your law, 'I said, you are gods'? If it calls them gods to whom the word of God came, and scripture cannot be set aside, can you say that the one whom the Father has consecrated and sent into the world blasphemes because I said, 'I am the Son of God'? If I do not perform my Father's works, do not believe me. But if I perform them, even if you do not believe me, believe the works, so that you may realize and understand that the Father is in me and I am in the Father." Then they tried again to arrest him, but he escaped from their power. He went back across the Jordan to the place where John first baptized, and there he remained. Many came to him and said, "John performed no sign, but everything John said about this man was true." And many there began to believe in him.
The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Okay, there's a lot going on in this gospel passage, and there's probably a little more going on than we'll be able to explore in this homily. So I want to make it a bit briefer than usual and say, okay, let's look at the heart of it. And funnily enough, the heart of it is here, where Jesus, responding to his opponents, his adversaries, says, "Is it not written in your law, 'I said, you are gods'?" Okay, this is a strange little part of a passage from the scriptures that talks about Israel being very special because they received the law, right? They had received direct instruction from Moses, really from God through Moses, about how they were to be God's chosen, his special people, a people set apart, a kingdom of priests, a holy nation. And we see then that Jesus, when he is coming now in this passage into the opposition with his adversaries, right, these people who are opposing him, this is the project that Jesus is bringing to life. He's bringing to life the "you are God's" project. So what does it mean for us? It means that Jesus is on the scene, yeah, here at the very end of, towards the very end of Lent. We're focused here in this season of Passion Tide on Jesus' passion and death. We're getting a really strong sense in the scriptures of why Jesus is doing what he's doing. He's going to his death so that we can have life. He's facing down his adversaries to overcome them so that we can be freed from everything that opposes us in our progress towards becoming gods. That's a very strange and a very sharp way of saying what Jesus intends us to see. But when he comes back and says, "See that the Father is in me and I am in the Father," how close is the bond between Father and Son? We recognize that. And we see it's even closer in Jesus and his Father, God. Right? Jesus, who is God, God the Son, and then God the Father. How close that relationship is. We, my friends, by virtue of Jesus' death and resurrection, are being invited into that relationship. So we are now sons in the Son, and we can call God our Father. So this and this life, then, makes us gods. It makes us gods. Yeah, so we are to receive the life of God himself. It's to be our lifeblood, right? When we think about breath filling our lungs, in fact, our whole bodies are to be filled with the Holy Spirit. We're driven by the Holy Spirit, inspired and animated and sustained by Jesus' own Spirit. And that's what makes us live to the vocation of Israel, the vocation that Jesus has reclaimed for us. And so we now, watching him go to his death, we follow him in faith. And we pray that everything that opposes us as it relates to our being gods, as it relates to our being about the work of God in the world, we pray that everything that opposes us, God himself will have us push through and overcome so that we can live as it, with the freedom of the children of God, and we can live totally for God and his purposes. Another way to see this is when Jesus goes to his death, we go with him. And we want to die with him. We want to die to the world and the flesh and the devil. We want to die to the way things are, like of their own strength and of their own accord. And we want to rise with Jesus in his resurrection to live a life that's dedicated totally to God and his purposes. And in the power of the Spirit and by the will of God himself, we will do it.